The regret-nothing approach demonstrated that the president intended no pivot in his handling of the pandemic despite his own medical crisis. The message, in effect, was that Americans should live their lives and not worry about catching the virus because we have the best medicines in the world, never mind that he had access to experimental treatment and high-quality health care not available to most people. The president's dismissal of a virus that in recent weeks has been killing 700 people each day in the United States set off alarm bells among health specialists who worried that it would send the wrong message to the public. Kristen Urquiza, who addressed the Democratic National Convention after her father died of the coronavirus, responded on Twitter to the president's admonishment to Americans not to be afraid of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. "At this point, the only thing we should be afraid of is you," she wrote. Mr. Trump pressured his doctors to release him from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Maryland, but it did not indicate that he had escaped jeopardy, only that he could be treated at the White House where he has 24-hour medical care. Dr. Sean Conley, the White House physician, acknowledged that the president may not entirely be out of the woods yet, adding that it would be another week until doctors could feel confident that he had passed the danger point. "We will remain cautiously optimistic and on guard because we're in a bit of uncharted territory when it comes to a patient that received the therapies he has received so early in the course," Dr. Conley told reporters outside Walter Reed. "So we're looking to this weekend. If we can get through Monday with him remaining the same or improving, better yet, then we will take the final deep sigh of relief." Doctors said the president had gone 72 hours without a fever and had normal blood oxygen readings after two earlier bouts of falling levels that led to him being given a supplemental oxygen. But they refused to discuss scans of the president's lungs, which independent medical experts said could mean that he has pneumonia, and would not disclose when he had his last negative test.